This is WKSU News. I'm M.L. Schulze. Officer Dom Bersuba's first shift Monday afternoon was patrolling familiar territory, Akron's North Hill neighborhood. He's the first ever refugee sworn into Akron's police force.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you the newest officers and reserves for the City of Akron Police Department.
Like the other 11 rookie police officers sworn in Friday night, Dom Bersuba wore a deep blue uniform. His posture erect, steps precise, face serious. But before the evening was over, he was a half dozen layers deep in brightly colored scarves and garlands of flowers. In Bhutanese culture, he explains, it means congratulations and then some.
And acknowledging they are doing better than yesterday and them empowering them to be better in the future. So it means a lot.
Like about 5,000 other people now living in the Akron area, Suba's family fled from Bhutan, and he grew up in one of seven sprawling refugee camps not far from the Nepali border with India. The roofs of the bamboo huts leaked. Fires tore through the camps periodically. Health care was hit and miss. But what bothered him most, Suba says, was a sense that he didn't belong.
I didn't have any identity. I was a citizen of nowhere.
That changed when his family got word from the organization charged with resettling the world's refugees that they were heading to America. Suba says it was a dream.
I'm going to live freely. I don't need to hide anything. I will have identity. I will have home. I will have security. I will have safety. All those kind of things. I can actually say freely whatever I want.
His family was among the first Bhutanese refugees to move to Akron back in 2008. He remembers sitting in their apartment, looking up at a ceiling that didn't leak, surrounded by walls that kept out the wind, happy. Like most of the new arrivals, he got a job at a manufacturing plant. But the economy crashed and he was laid off. He trained and began work as an interpreter, eventually becoming one of a handful of certified Nepali language medical interpreters in the country. Then came citizenship in 2014, a day he says is second in joy only to the birth of his child. But he kept thinking about the law and about the gaps between his native community and his adopted community. He says it's a problem of language, culture, and experiences.
People are still not comfortable to call 911 when they are victimized or something happens. Because first of all, they don't speak English. Second thing, what are they going to say when the police comes? And third thing, still people, you know, the police over back in Nepal, they treat way different than over here. So people have bad experiences from those areas. They don't want to interact with the police.
Suba saw himself as a cultural bridge. He wanted to be a police officer. The problem, he thought, is that he barely tops 5 foot. He had an image of America's police force as big, beefy guys.
Honestly, I never saw police shorter like me before.
Akron police recruiters told him height didn't matter as long as he could pass the physical and other tests for recruits. He could and did, completing the Basic Police Training Academy and then Akron's own. Sergeant Daniel Engelhart, his training officer, was among those celebrating Friday night. He says Suba handled everything that could be thrown at him during training with a smile.
And I believe, you know, he stated with the idea that others would follow if he proved that it could be done. So he's going to be a tremendous asset with his bilingual capability and his empathy that he demonstrated, having a completely different background.
The week before the swearing-in, Mayor Dan Horrigan and Charles Brown, the deputy mayor who heads Akron's safety forces, visited all of the Akron Public School senior classes. Brown says the story of Dom Bersuba was already well-known when they got to North High School. About a half dozen Nepali students that day asked about joining the force.
So clearly our goal is to make sure that our safety forces, our workforce, represents the citizens that we serve in every special way. And it just makes me feel really good to see that young man and the folks that he is modeling for to come up and want to do this job. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing.
Mayor Horrigan says he hopes it's a great thing that happens repeatedly in Akron as the city's safety forces grow to reflect the city they serve. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.